Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. This is Perrier, your host, for the next 30 minutes to 45 minutes, or how long you want to stay on and ask questions. And I'm here today to talk about my favorite subject, calcium bentonite clay, which are smectite clays. And smectite clays are called living clays because they're capable of change and transformation and of the release of energy and allowing energy to flow. I call them pathways to healing. So let's get on with this. We have several people on the line. Good to have you today. I'm going to briefly mention, I think the word's gotten around now, that this teleseminar is coming from a different website than aboutclay.com. I don't think that one's up yet. So I started my own informational site. We sold the business in June to a company called Nutraceutical, and you can still order the living clay from the same website and phone number. It will just be shipped from a different area. Same clay. The people that answer the phones don't know a whole lot about the clay. They're just order takers. But if you need questions, you can ask for somebody specific, and they should be able to give you a number of someone to talk to, or you can always call me. I'm going to remain available and continue doing the teleseminars, taking that on myself, of educating people about calcium bentonite clay and answering your questions. And I think it's a good thing. The new company has distribution channels, and they can get the clay into stores all over the U.S. So you may be able to walk out in your community and go to a Whole Foods, a Central Market, a Trader Joe's, or a health store and find the clay there on the shelf and not have to order it from the website. And naturally, stores usually carry small amounts because they're chintzy with shelf space, but you can always ask them to order the larger quantities for you if you want them. You can see that online, and the stores usually don't charge you for the shipping. That's one way to do. Go to the store and tell them you want a half gallon or a gallon or a 5 gallon, whatever size you want, a 2 gallon, and they can order that for you. So, all right, let me go over to our questions and see what we have in queue. I have some questions from Jessica. First, she said, how do I get to the webinar? All I hear is music playing. Well, you were at the webinar. You just got here before the start time. And you had some questions. You said, can persons with chronic lung disease use living clay and how? Does living clay interfere with medications, both inhaled and oral? You know, clay is a pathway to healing, and what it does, it supports the body in by balancing it, to getting toxins out of the way, and when the toxins are out of the way, the body just functions better. It's sort of like changing your oil in the car and the car functioning better. As far as the lungs go, they used to put warm clay poultices on people back during World War II that had tuberculosis. That's when tuberculosis was pretty prevalent, and it helped heal them of tuberculosis. So I think a pack over the chest area and the bronchial area, and what that's going to do is pull blood flow and oxygen to the area, and of course, when you're having breathing issues, the bronchial tubes and those little veins close down and it cuts off the oxygen supply. So what I'm thinking clay will do if used that way is to stimulate the blood flow and circulation, and of course our blood carries oxygen in it, right? So it was definitely worth a try. It won't hurt you to use it. Drinking it may interfere with your medications. You'd have to call your pharmacy, ask them how long it takes for your medicine to be absorbed. If you want to take it after that time, you can, or just try it using it topically. It shouldn't bother the inhaled. inhalers. But clay baths are very relaxing to get down in a clay bath. There's nothing quite like a clay bath, and until you take one, you'll never understand what I'm saying. But when you get down in the water in a clay bath, again, it's stimulating circulation. It's increasing the flow of energy through relaxation. It takes out any acetylsalicylic acid. It's what builds up in our muscles when we strain our muscles and overuse them and they're sore. Like you play tennis for the first time all year and you come back, or working in the garden after you haven't been out there digging and bending over and you're sore all over. If you take a clay bath, that soreness is gone in 15 minutes. So again, it can stimulate circulation and blood flow for the whole body and relaxes the body and opens the energy in the body. When you have a pain or when you have something like not being able to breathe good, there's a lot of tension there and a lot of resistance. And the tension, when you relax the tension, the blood flow and the circulation can get through the area easier. But when you can't breathe, there is a panic situation. I had asthma as a child, and one time didn't have my atomizer, and somebody gave me, I wasn't a young child, I was a teenager, and they gave me a little bit of whiskey to drink because it stirred the circulation, it stimulated things. And for a minute or two, I could breathe better. I mean, it wasn't a lasting effect like my inhaler, but it sufficed until I could get to something when I was really tight and panicking. Again, it relaxed me, and that relaxing allows circulation, blood flow, and oxygen to be carried throughout the body. And most often our pain is associated with a tightening in the area, because when we feel the pain, we resist the pain. And that's why they tell you to breathe into a pain. They tell, you know, when you're delivering a baby, breathe into it. Breathing opens and relaxes, so those muscles, that pelvic area, can stretch. And when we feel the pain, we tighten up and we're kind of holding it closed, and it's wanting to open and relax. So it's kind of a catch-22. It's hard to relax when you're in pain, but they always say breathe into it or focus on a different area of your body. So, all right. Hope that helped with that, and try a warm clay poultice over the chest, the clay mask. One from my friend Carol in Chicago. Hi, for GI discomforts, I take 8 ounces twice a day. How long should I expect it to take? I know you suggested 3 times that amount, but I'm able to do it twice a day. Thank you. You know, I think it should be working by now. I'm curious as to why it isn't and what kind of problems that you're having, and I would like to talk to you over the phone so I can get some more information. So, Carol, I'm going to give you my phone number, and if you will call me at your convenience, we can see if we can get to the bottom of this, because even taking 8 ounces twice a day, you should be getting tremendous results. So I don't know what's going on there and why it's not working. So let's talk about that and see what we can figure out. My number is 512-262-7187. I'm going to repeat that. 512-262-7187. My email and contact information is on the new information website, which is bentoniteclayinfo.com, and also the new book website, the website for my new book, and that website is theclaybook.com. I turned in my script this past week, so I'm very excited. I don't know when it's going to be available yet. They've got to format it and do everything they do. And anyway, the wheels are in progress of getting the book out. So I wanted to let you know on that. Well, okay, Carol, I'd like to talk to you about that. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of it. Kim in Austin, have you heard of clay being used to heal a hernia? I have a small one directly behind my belly button from pregnancy. I'd rather not have surgery where they insert the mesh or something to hold it together. What would you recommend? I would recommend putting a clay poultice over the area kind of thickly and cut a square of glad press and seal with the sticky side to your skin to hold it in place. Leave it on all night and during the day. The problem with something in the belly button area is every time you get up or down or lift something, we kind of push out on our belly button. Even going to the bathroom, we push out. And once that little tear started, it kind of aggravates it and tends to, push and tear. So the trick is to kind of hold it together and not aggravate it and see if it can heal together. Now you're going to have to be careful what you're doing for a while as far as lifting and doing anything that will stretch that belly button. You know, if you need to go to the bathroom, kind of hold that area together while you're straining. And when you get up, hold it together. It's kind of a catch-22 because while the clay will help to some extent, it you can't lay down for 3 or 4 days and give it a chance to heal to where it won't tear anymore. I've had the surgery. I had one there, and it kept getting bigger and bigger, and it was discomforting. And it was minor surgery. I had a wonderful doctor. I had absolutely no problems. And, of course, I used the clay afterwards, and it healed in record time. And I was, had to be careful about lifting or doing anything for a few days, a week, but kind of after that. And I do great now. So keep it in mind that I know we don't like to have a surgery, but it was a simple procedure, and it really helped hold it together. But you're going to have to be diligent with it and be conscious of anything pulling against it, mainly. All right, I have a call coming from Praise Him Road in Atlanta. Well, that's an interesting email. Okay, I've been taking clay internally 3 weeks, 2 teaspoons in the morning on an empty stomach, waiting 1 hour to eat. My concern is my blood sugar gets too low without protein, and at this time I'm eating small amounts of food every 2 to 3 hours. I believe I should eat first in the morning to maintain my blood sugar. How can I work the clay into this schedule and still get results? I also have leaky gut and currently on a program with other supplements. I want to begin taking the detox clay bath. Well, you'll love the clay bath. You don't have to take it on an empty stomach. That's kind of if you were doing a cleanse, and I don't see that as what your main goal is. And 2 teaspoons is not enough, darling. The recommended dose just in general is 1 ounce 3 times a day, and 1 ounce is 2 tablespoons. And two teaspoons is not even 1 tablespoon. So you're not getting enough to really do a whole lot. You can eat with clay. It doesn't hurt. I take it a lot of times before I eat a meal because if I'm eating something from fish and I don't know where that came from, I don't know if they have arsenic in them or mercury or what have you, so I drink a little clay beforehand. If I'm eating something greasy, clay tends to absorb oils. So if I'm eating a brisket that's got greasy beef, I want to drink some clay before I eat to capture that excess grease before it goes in my system. So, you don't have to take it on an empty stomach. It does not interfere specifically with supplements. Clay is considered a supplement in some ways. You get small amounts of some vitamins, just not enough to be a daily minimum requirement. You're going to get a little calcium, potassium, sodium, and magnesium. Those are the only minerals that are released in clay, though the clay is made up of 70 to 90 trace minerals, mostly in parts per billion, very tiny amounts of trace minerals that the body needs a little of, but they get it indirectly. The trace minerals are bound in the clay particle. They are responsible for the particle of clay that holds the negative charge. And but the clay is also a catalyst, so it can work with the body, with the enzymes in the body, and it can actually create peptide chains and protein and supplements, vitamins and minerals that your body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. So, again, taking the clay, taking a little more clay, it's going to take a while for the enzymatic action to make the protein, so I would go ahead and eat some food before you take it, then take the clay. And as far as supplements, if you're worried about it, wait 30 minutes. I get up and I keep my supplements in the bathroom and I brush my teeth and take my shower and I take my supplements and get my hair and get dressed. And then I go in the kitchen and have my clay. So maybe 30 minutes passes. I really don't think it bothers. There are tests showing that it doesn't bother your nutrition. It doesn't rob from your food. Should help with your leaky gut program, but you're going to have to start taking more clay if you want to get any relief from that. You may have to go up to, instead of 1 ounce twice a day, go up to 2 ounces three times a day. I mean, so let me know how you do with that. Carol in Chicago, could you let us know again about the product you mentioned a while ago to wrap the clay or cover so it does not fall in the bed overnight? Sure. It's called Press and Seal, and it's made by Glad, and you find it in the grocery store right next to the saran wrap. It's a yellow box, and it'll have Glad, G-L-A-D, written in bright red letters, and then it has Press and Seal in blue letters, and it's just little P-R-E-S-S and then an apostrophe N, and then Seal, S-E-A-L. And when you tear it off, one side is lightly sticky. The object is to press it down hard over a bowl, and it will stay, the top part will stay firmly around the bowl and seal the top. Whereas saran wrap, you kind of have to wrap it around and let it touch itself to kind of seal it. So, and you can just cut, get your scissors and cut a square the size you need. Great for holding poultices in place on areas that it's difficult to get to. You know, like your spine, if you're having a back problem and a pinched nerve in your spine, you can put a clay poultice down your spine and hold it in place with the Glad Press and Seal. So, thank you. Kim from Austin. Does heat make clay more effective when treating various issues? I note that when you take a clay bath, it's recommended that you use water that is as hot as you can stand it. I'm wondering if applying heat via a heating pad or hot water bottle over a plastic wrap covered poultice would make it more effective. What are your thoughts on this? Depends on what you're putting it on. The reason for the clay bath, the hot water opens the pores of your skin when you sweat. Sweat is a form of detoxing, so the hot water is to open the pores. And not all people need hot water baths. You know, children, we don't give them the hot baths, and they detox okay. It would more be, you know, how much you're using, clay are you using in the bath. So if you have toxins you're really trying to get rid of, like lead, your something's out of balance, like you've got lead or mercury or arsenic or something in your blood, then I would recommend 2 cups of clay in the blender with water and blend it on high, and then go pour it into the bathtub and rinse it out real good, and then get in it and soak in it. Doesn't have to be scalding hot. We've kind of changed that. It's going to work pretty good, even if it's a good warm. We did have one lady that had eczema all over her body, and her daughter gave her the clay baths with extra clay, and got them real hot for her and kept her in there for about 20 to 30 minutes. We say if you're going to take a real hot bath to drink some water or electrolyte drink while you're in there, because it's not the clay that makes you woozy, but anything when you're sweating, you kind of dehydrate. And when you're in the water, you're not aware that you're sweating, but your body's sweating. And sometimes when you get out, you feel a little woozy. It's temporary, but we don't want anybody to fall or, you know, get woozy when they get out. Now, as far as different area, if it's a wound, probably not. If it's something like a chest area where you need circulation, I think hot is good. If you're trying to reduce swelling, the cold clay works better. You know, they say on swelling to ice something, so you don't want the hot because the hot tends to increase the swelling. So if you have a sprained ankle, you'd want to use cold clay. Something on your chest area. Now, when my sinuses get to going and I have hay fever attacks, I put clay on my forehead and my face over my nose and under my eyes and catch both sinus cavities. You've got two sinus cavities above your eyebrows towards the center and then underneath, along the side of your nose, under your eyes. And I think using warm clay there would be beneficial. I just put it on and let it dry, and it pulls pretty good, and I can kind of feel an opening, particularly when my sinuses are blocked. I can feel, you know, something loosening up. Some people like to breathe the clay water in. I have done that occasionally when I had sinus so bad I couldn't sniff. And so I got some water and boiled it and poured a little clay in it. And it was a metal pan, but I wasn't going to leave it in there. And I got a towel and kind of made a tent. You have to be careful not to steam yourself. And just breathed it in. And it really felt good to kind of help open your sinuses. All sort of tricks you can do with it. But for a wound or something of that nature, I would want it cold. If you're going to put it on a body organ like a kidney or a liver, I think cold would be better. You don't want to overstimulate a body organ like that. For the bronchial tubes and the breathing area, I think hot would be better. Kind of go by your common sense of where you're putting it on and what you're doing with it. The main thing, the thicker the clay, the faster it works with the poultice. You know, it works better when you use thicker amounts than you do if you're just making a facial. You put kind of a thin coat on and let it dry. By thin, I'm saying where you cover the skin where you can't see through the skin, but it's not, you know, a half an inch thick. So, yeah, try that. All right. Let me see if we have any more questions here. My friend Kathy Perry, you are amazing. I appreciate so much for your knowledge and all the help and information you give us. I would just like to sit and talk to you over clay or maybe tea. Well, I would love that too. And you're in Florida. Who knows? I may just take a trip and come down and see you. I'm kind of semi-retired now. That would be lovely. I love talking clay. And if we can't do it in person, give me a call over the phone, and I'll get my cup of tea, and you can have yours, and we'll just sit and chat for a while. And thank you for that. You know, I'm happy to share this knowledge. I'm not getting a paycheck from the company now, and I'm doing these websites on my own, and I want to continue doing them as long as I can. I'm hoping when the book comes out, that'll give me a little extra income, and I may ask all of you to help me tell everybody about the book and that it's out, and so we can sell it. We're going to have to go up on the price a little bit with this fulfillment company, but I'm trying to keep it down as much as possible. Okay, Praise Him had another one. Thank you for answering my first question. I will crease them out and add the clay baths. I forgot to say that even just taking 2 teaspoons a day, I'm having difficulty eliminating, though I'm drinking lots of water, eating greens, beets, and taking magnesium. So I'm some concern as what to do as I increase the amount you suggested. I'm glad you brought that up. 20% of the people get constipated. 80% start having good bowel movements a day. It's an imbalance in your digestive system. Or it's cleaning out old fecal matter that's lodged in there that's plugging up the tank, the pipes. So either way, the best thing you can do is go to the drugstore, the grocery store, get some over-the-counter magnesium tablet. I use the Nature's Made, something like that, as a little yellow label. And you want to look on the back and make sure it's magnesium oxide, not magnesium caltrate. And you want the tablets. They're 250. I think they also have them at 400 milligram. But, you know, if you need more, you can just take two up. Sometimes I take two. Sometimes I take one. I've been constipated all my life. And because of it, my peristalsic muscles haven't, you know, I've lost a lot of pull there. So I just take magnesium tablets. And the good thing about the tablets is you can cut them in half. Sometimes I'll need one, sometimes I'll need a half, sometimes I'll need one and a half, sometimes I need two. So take them, and what that does, it loosens, it's almost like a stool softener, it loosens the bowels. So that will help get that crud out of there, and it could be after you cleanse your colon. It said we carry 8 to 10 pounds of old fecal matter lodged in the crevices of our lower colon. Once that cleanses out, you may start going regularly. So try that. If not, just keep taking the magnesium oxide tablets. They're not very expensive. You can get them at the grocery store. Easy to get to. And that was from Rita. Praise Him Road is Rita. Thank you, Rita. All right. Let me see if have any more questions here. Well, it looks like that's all the questions for the moment. I did want to share some testimonials with you. One of them I got from a gentleman, and he said, Clay and Attitude, a formula for healthy living. He said, I had a double bypass in January 2015, which if I had known about the benefits of clay, I would have lean very heavy on getting healed by natural means. I consider medical doctors and pharmaceutical medicines as alternative medicines and natural products as the proven method of healing, along with the Word of God. I started taking the clay the 20th of March, along with the attitude that I will walk in perfect health as long as I have breath. At first, I went through a period of weakness and a little depressed. I now know that the clay was removing toxins from my body, and after that sharp period of cleansing, I never felt so good, full of energy in my life. Everything your book says I find to be so very true, and this clay has corrected everything I know of that was not functioning in the way it was designed to function. I desire to experiment with clay and livestock in my garden. I'm a physicist, so this kind of thing comes naturally to me. I'm writing a book titled Ranching with Jesus because I have applied collaborating with my Lord in a major way and have seen results which is quite similar to the good results of applying clay internally and externally to your body. It works. I was a skeptic when I first heard about this product. I got so many handouts written by a professional writer indicating that this product or that and your money is guaranteed, what this product or that will do, and your money is guaranteed to be returned if you're not satisfied with its performance. This is a marketing concept which I don't care for. It is a hungry, greedy world, and I'm recommending your book and the clay to everyone I know and some I don't know because I don't know anyone that doesn't need the detox. Thank you so much, dear lady, for helping so many people, actually coming to their rescue as you did me. Charlie L. Charlie, the best thing you said was that you had an attitude that I will walk in perfect health as long as I have breath. That, my dear, is what allowed the clay to work. Because until you believe in something, it won't work to the degree that you believe you can achieve. And if you are going for health, some people are so wrapped up in their illnesses that that's all they talk about. Their focal point is being sick, which brings them more sickness. Until they can switch their attitude and decide that every day in every way they're getting better and better and better. And take that point of view that this morning I woke up and the word celebrate came to mind. I want to celebrate life, celebrate living. It's a great day. I'm here. I have a teleseminar today. I get to be with friends and talk about clay. Wow, how great is that? What other miracles, opportunities, and gifts are going to come, blessings are going to come to me today? Well, I've gotten several every time I do this teleseminar. So invited to have tea in Florida and talk about clay and all the thank yous from y'all. It's great. Hang on to that attitude. I will walk in perfect health as long as I have breath. When you have that attitude and clay, there's nothing that can't happen. But the body always follows the mind. Your mental thoughts will control your body. So when you come out with a negative thought that nothing helps, I'm sick, I've been sickly all my life, nothing can change it. If you don't believe in something to change it or believe in your body's ability to be resilient and to bounce back and to get back in balance and you can heal yourself. The body's designed to heal itself. It just gets out of balance so we can clean out the toxins, get the circulation going, we have a much better chance of staying out of the doctor's office and returning to health. So I wanted to thank Charlie for that testimonial. I'm going to go back for a minute and see if we have any more questions. Caro just said, that is my goal, to clean to the max. Thank you. Wonderful. That's a good goal. Jessica said, one woman who uses clay made a large picture of thick clay and sits it on the counter covered and takes sips of it until it is gone. Is this recommended? Yes, ma'am. That's the way I do it. I mix it in the blender. I use 4 cups of clay to 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay in a blender, and I blend it on high for 30 seconds. You want to leave it on high for 30 seconds because that gets rid of the grit. And then you have a very smooth, creamy mixture of clay water, and you pour that into a 32-ounce container that's a quart jar with a plastic lid. It can be glass or food-grade plastic, you know, a milk carton or something, as long as it has a plastic lid. You can leave it on your kitchen counter, and you just go by and pour off what you need. Or if you live by yourself, evidently she likes to just go by and drink it out of the bottle. So, yes, it's very well recommended. You don't need to store the clay in the refrigerator. It's not going to spoil. It's inert. So you can just leave it out. We've left it for 3 months, and it was as fresh as the day you made it. Thank you for these questions. This is wonderful. And, okay, I'm going to go back over to the phone line. I haven't asked if anybody on the phone would like to ask a question. If you do, if you will press *2 on your phone, that will signal me, and I can open your line. I have a caller. Hello,
hi.
This is Perry. Yes.
Perry, it's Diane. First time listening in, and it's very informative. You're awesome.
Thank you.
So, it's interesting. I got your product, and I haven't used it as of yet, and it's like now that I hear what you're saying, it gives me the initiative to do so. And there's an area you were talking about earlier about skin problems, and I have psoriasis on my elbow. So How would I use or apply, and how often would I use something to take out the skin disorder?
Okay. Well, the first thing is shrinking it. Your skin is a reflection of something out of balance on the inside, and it shows up on the skin. And then I would apply the clay mask on your elbows. Sometime during the day, if you can put it on and let it dry and then go wash it off, that's good. An elbow is a difficult area to work with unless you're going to be sitting still. At night, you can put it real thick on that area and take some of that Glad Press and Seal and cut a wide strip and wrap it around your elbow, and it'll kind of conform to it. You want to leave it wider than the clay area so the dry edges can press to your skin, and just sleep with it on at night. And during the day, if you have to go to work or something, if you're wearing a long sleeve blouse, put a thin coat on the area and just let it dry and leave it on there while you're at work. I go to bed every night with clay on me somewhere. I'm shrinking 2 moles on my face, and it takes time. It's taken 1.5 years, but they're going away. And then because I'm 77, or will be this Saturday, I put a little clay on some of my smile lines and around my mouth. And lately I've had some sinus and hay fever, so I've been putting it over my nose and under my eyes. And then I showered off in the morning, and I noticed I get little, I have little white areas in the corner of my eyes. It's like it's close enough under my eye when I put it under the lid, and I put a little bit over the upper lid because I have a tendency, I'm getting the age where you're getting saggy eyelids. So I put a thin coat on the upper lid and just let it dry and sleep with it on. And then when I wash it off, I have this white stuff in the corner of my eyes where it's, somehow it's cleaning out my eyes and my tear ducts. And when I do that, I don't get dry eyes. So it's remarkable. This stuff will work for just about everything. And try that plus drinking the clay. And if you can, take a clay bath for that psoriasis, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for that information, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to celebrate with my daughter in Dallas or Fort Worth this weekend.
Awesome.
So I'm looking
very
forward
good.
To that.
One more quick question. You know, I injured my wrist, and so it just hurts all the time. It's been 2 weeks. I fell. And so I was wondering, would I apply a heavy poultice to the wrap it with the saran wrap? For the area, because it hurts on all sides.
I would do it 360 around that wrist and wrap it, and I think you'll be amazed. The first place is going to reduce the swelling and the pressure, and that will help relieve the pain. Clay is just like a natural analgesic when you put it on something. An itch, you put it on and it starts stopping the itch. You put it on the insect bite and it sucks the venom out and it stops the itching. So if something hurts, put clay on it. That's my philosophy. And if you're drinking clay internally and you haven't got the results you want, take more clay.
Sounds perfect. Well, thank you.
If you have any
time,
questions, feel free to call me.
Thank you
for chiming in. And enjoy your clay experience. I want to hear from you another time and hear your raving reviews and results, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you again.
Thank you, Diane. Bye-bye. All right. Does anyone else have a question they'd like to ask? Star 2 on your phone, and I can open your line. Well, this has been an exciting day. I'm excited for the future of clay, and I want you to know I'm going to still be here answering questions. I'm not going anywhere, and I am available to do lectures. If you have a clay business and you want me, if you get a group together, I'll talk and we can sell clay. Okay, let me go back over and see if we have any more questions. Perry, how long will it take to clean out bowels 20 pounds of waste with clay? Thank you, with 8 ounces per day. You know, there's no way of knowing. The more clay you take, and you might want to put a poultice over your lower stomach at night and do that. That might help, you know, dislodge it and get through with it too. I had one lady who had an obstruction, and she did that, and she finally passed it the next day, and it was about the size of a baseball. She said it was hard to pass, but after that, everything went fine. Not quite as a baseball. That'd be awful big. I don't think you could get that out. But sometimes we exaggerate, kind of like telling fishtails. Feels like a baseball. I'm going to say maybe I just never know. Sometimes the clay wipes it out real fast, and other times it needs some help. I would take maybe some of those magnesium tablets with it too, and that may help kind of loosen it as it pulls it out. And try that poultice over your stomach at night. I think that with the 8 ounces, or I think you said you were taking 8 ounces twice a day, maybe just once a day. But try that and see if that doesn't help. Okay? Oh, happy birthday, dear friend. God bless you. Now we'll have to have tea for sure. Love you, girl. That's Kathy in Florida. Oh, thank you all so much. This is wonderful. I'm excited. I thought I was 77 all year, and I added up, and I thought, oh, no, I'm just starting to turn 77, so I get to do 77 twice. I've done that several years, and I get over it. Older somehow, I skip a year. So I get to do 77 again. I'm not as old as I thought I was. I have to keep up with it. My brother, he's 3 years older, so he turned big 8-0 this year, and I thought, yeah, I've been telling everybody it was 77, but I wasn't but 76. So I feel young, though. I feel young at heart. And I'm going to go have a wonderful weekend with family and friends, and be thinking about all of you, and celebrate today in some way. Something good is waiting to happen for you. And take your attitude of, I can do this. I can get better. I'm going to walk and be healthy. And every day in every way, my body gets better and better and better in all ways, mentally and physically. Be careful what you say about your body. Love them. Love where you are. And be willing to release and let go and experience change. There's a multitude of beauty out there waiting for you. Not something you have to earn, or that you deserve it by your birthright. You're a child of God, and you have that spark of God within you. That inner being, that soul, that voice that talks to you. Listen to it. Avoid power struggles. Avoid resistance. If anything, you know, when you get angry, think about how it makes your body feel. Is it worth it? Is it going to change anything? We're mad because things don't go our way. But getting mad doesn't change it. It just brings you down. So just let it go and say, this or something better. Bring me this or something better. So with that attitude, I wish you a wonderful weekend. I bless each of you, and I'm so thankful for all of you. And when that book comes out, I'm going to ask you to help me get everybody notified about it. And thank you again for listening in. Next week, we're going to do a really good program on limiting beliefs. And it's amazing. You know, sometimes we inherit beliefs. It's going to be the Wellness Project. So be sure and listen in next week. We have limiting beliefs that don't even serve us, and sometimes we forgot where we picked them up. And maybe at the time they were serving you, but now they aren't. But they are habitually ingrained, and we're not conscious of them, so we keep reinforcing them, and they're holding us back. So what can we do to recognize those? You have to recognize them before you can change them, right? And since body follows mind, the mind leads the way. And the beauty is that you can change anything in your life, and today is a good place to start. So go out, enjoy the day. I know it's hot in Texas, but there's still a lot of beauty out there. All the grass hadn't turned brown yet, so have a good weekend. This is Perrier signing out.